Welcome to How to Study in Germany, the podcast that guides international students through the exciting journey of studying abroad. From navigating student life to overcoming challenges, we are here to help make your experience in Germany unforgettable. Tune in for real stories, valuable insights, and everything you need to thrive as an international student. Today we have Lisa as our new guest, who moved from Ukraine to Germany. She will share with us her personal story about the challenges and rewards of starting a new life in a different country. Lisa will talk about her experiences learning the German language, adapting to the culture, and navigating the integration process as an international student. Her journey highlights both the difficulties and the successes she encountered along the way, offering valuable insights for anyone going through a similar experience. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to our podcast. Let's start by getting to know you. Tell us something about yourself.
Hi, Maria. Thank you for having me. My name is Lisa. I am 21 years old. I am from Ukraine. I have been living in Germany for almost 4 years now. And I am finishing right now my bachelor's degree in business administration and entrepreneurship. And I have been working for almost 2 years already in Germany. So yeah, this is me.
Can you tell us about your educational journey in general and what led you to study abroad?
Well, I finished school in Ukraine when I was 16. And afterwards, I went to university to study political science. And then my parents decided to move to Germany. And I finished my first year of university in Ukraine. And then I decided that I still want to continue my education, and I wanted to find a university in Germany, which was not only in German, but also in English, mainly in English. And I found Leuphana because that was the university that was allowing me to study politics and in combination with business. And that was something that I really wanted and I needed, since we have educational gap between Ukrainian education and German school education. We have 11 grades and Germany has 12 or 13, depending on the region. And I needed to have 1 year of university to fulfill this gap. Mm-hmm. And I had this from my Ukrainian university. So I was allowed to study something that was connected to my specialization. And that's how I came across Leuphana, since it was providing me opportunities of combining it also with business.
But why Germany? Why have you decided to move to Germany?
The decision to move to Germany was mainly made by my parents, since they always wanted something better or something more stable for me and my siblings. And we are Jewish, we have Jewish roots. Germany has a program for people whose relatives were affected during the Second World War, and in general for people with Jewish roots. So that's how we decided that we can move to Germany and we have the opportunity to do that. It took some time because it's a bureaucracy and Germany is the most bureaucratic country, I think, on earth. Yeah, it was decision made. Yeah, after the situation with Corona became a little bit more easier and there was an opportunity to move, we moved in December 2020. Yeah.
We all know that building a totally new life in a foreign country often involves meeting people from diverse backgrounds. Have you ever made any friends or connections that have significantly impacted your life?
Well, yes. I think that the main benefit out of my studying in Leuphana is definitely the people who I met. I met my really, really close friends. And first, of course, it was really difficult because I was really used to having my best friends from Ukraine, and I was always coming back home to see them, to visit them. But however, after the war started, it was not possible anymore, and I needed to get out of my comfort zone as much as possible. So instead of actually really adapting to the German culture and making German friends, I surrounded myself with people who come from post-Soviet countries, from pretty much same backgrounds as
I am. Same culture.
Same culture, same backgrounds, same language. Because maybe it was helping to receive this feeling of home in some senses. And in mm-hmm. another sense, I really tried to make German friends. I was living in two different Vegas, but I think it just didn't really match, and it's not for everyone, and I think it's fine. So of course there are some Germans who I'm in good connections and relationships with, and I'm really happy that I met them. There are other international students who I met throughout my journey in Leuphana, from Spain, from France, mm-hmm. and other countries. But however, I still think that the people who I met from post-Soviet countries like Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Belarus are the ones who I made the most connections with.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe what my dad says, that friends who you make in university stay in your life forever. And I really, really want this to be true. And I really see those people in my life after I finish university.
Okay. Have you noticed some of the most striking cultural differences between Ukraine and Germany? How are these differences influenced your daily life and interactions?
Well, I think we are more opened in general in Ukraine. We are more heartwarming and heart welcoming people, if we can say it that way. We are always really supportive, and I think that our friendships are really warm and in general close. Mm-hmm. But with German people who I met, it was pretty complicated because they are more cold and they don't share that much information. And maybe I just didn't meet the right people.
Yeah, it just depends on the people.
Yeah. I think that that's pretty much the main difference between people. But country-wise, I think there are a lot of differences that can be discussed for a really long time.
Food, as an example, because I really miss the food from Ukraine.
Yeah, and yeah, that's exactly something I also really, really miss. And what we were able to change a little bit in university with our friends. So because of this common feeling of missing our traditional food, not only from Ukraine, but like mm-hmm. it's pretty much the same around post-Soviet countries like in Belarus or Russia, we decided that we want to combine something tasty with something useful for society. And we established a charity initiative that is called Sweet. And we were making charity events where we were cooking our traditional dishes like vareniki or borscht. Or in the winter, we made olivier salad, which is the star of every New Year's table. And we were accepting donations that we were afterwards sending to Ukrainian children that were affected by war.
Wow, that's really impressive. So how do you like study programs so far? Can you maybe tell us something more about it?
I think in general, the program that I chose, International Business Administration Entrepreneurship, is pretty broad. It gives you a good understanding of everything, of every process that comes across when you start a business or you want to work in business. You learn finance, accounting, also management and entrepreneurship and marketing. So it's everything really is shown to you throughout those 3 years. And then you can pretty much decide what you want to specialize in your master's. And it gave some really nice experiences for me. The program allowed me to find different working student jobs. I had two of them in also different areas to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a pretty good fit for someone who doesn't really know what they want to do or what they want to specialize on. It gives a good background, and then you can mm-hmm. try out some jobs and afterwards decide what you want to specialize on and do your master's in.
Mm-hmm.
But I really also like the idea of combining of the structure of how it was built, that we have major and minor in Leuphana, and that I was able to not only study something connected to math, but also I had my minor in politics, which I think is nice for broadening your horizons. And that was my specialization in Ukraine. So it was more interesting for me to dive into theories of politics, which was basically provided to me by our minor. And also we learned about German politics, mm-hmm. Which was really interesting since I would like to stay in Germany afterwards. And I think it's important to know the political arena and just in general, the politics of the country you live in, especially with nowadays trends in the political sphere. Overall, I would say that it was a pretty interesting journey in Leuphana. My past 3 years have really given me a lot of different academical background. I tried out some different sciences by doing different complementary studies. And I really liked that the complementary studies were also connected to the trends that were happening in the world, that when the war started, we had a few complimentaries about Ukraine, and we learned about Ukrainian authors, we learned about Ukrainian society. I think it was pretty interesting, and I think that's how it should be, that it's not only connected to something specific, but it really varies, and you can always propose your desired complementary. I think it's a pretty good system.
But have you already found your field of study that you would like to continue studying after your graduation?
Oh, yes. I am really untypical here, I would say. I haven't really met anyone who wants to study or expertise in the same area. But I think it's my decision is really influenced by my dad, since my dad is a football lawyer, and I pretty much grew up in football on the stadiums, watching matches, and I really support our Ukrainian national team and our Shakhtar Donetsk team. That's my favorite team of all the times. And I would really like to do my master's in football management, because I think that people see football clubs as just football, but I see it more as a huge organism with a lot of processes like sponsoring, financing, fan interaction, marketing. And there's just so much going on, and someone needs to do this, you know.
Yeah,
it's not like football lawyers or football players are doing the communication with fans or funding or something like this. You know, it's just a lot of processes which need people. And I think that there are not that many female workers and women in football. And
oh, yeah.
I always, since I remember myself, wanted to change it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think we'll see how it will be going, but that would be a dream direction for me.
But where you can study football management in Germany, or it will be not Germany?
You can actually study it in Hamburg.
Oh.
But I think you need to have C1 German for that. And that's what I will be working on in my gap year that I'm taking. Yeah, I think there are some nice universities around Europe that you can also study at. I think I still have some time to figure everything out. But if we talk about staying in the north, then I think we can do, like, I can do it in Hamburg.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Untypical.
Untypical, yeah, true. Can you maybe describe your biggest dreams or aspirations for the future, personally and professionally?
So I think my dream would be just, to be honest, to come home for some time, to see my grandparents, to spend some time in my apartment. And just in general, I really miss the home city of mine, Odessa. I miss the Black Sea. I miss the smell of it. I really miss walking around the city and around all the streets in the city center. And I think it's normal to miss home at some points, and sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less, but I really am looking forward to the situation becoming more overstable so that I can come home for at least a week, I think.
Do you feel that maybe in some years after everything will settle in Ukraine, that you will move back to Ukraine?
I don't want to sound bad, but I think no. I really love my country. I really love the background it gave me. And I always will be coming there as to my birthplace, my homeland. But I always saw my future somewhere outside, somewhere in Europe, somewhere in US. And as I told you, I would like to go into football management. And football right now in Ukraine is really unstable. Ukrainian teams, they play now, the big ones, they play now in Europe. Because
in Germany, basically.
In Germany, yes. Yeah. We attended Shakhtar Donetsk football matches. When it will be just difficult to renew everything, but I think that if the way I can help maybe in the future would be to give donations, and that's something that I'm doing right now as well. It's a big part of me, of my reality, of my every month, because that's important, not to give money to the army for armory or something, but to help the children, because I think that children are the ones who shouldn't struggle in general, no matter what country is it. Yeah, I believe I will be supporting from outside. And I think it's something that I needed to, with this thought, I needed to make my peace for quite some time. Because of course, when everything started, I was really upset that I'm not there, I'm not helping. But then I found out that there are different ways of helping. And you don't need to be there to actually help. You can help from outside, and that's also fine. And that doesn't mean that I don't love my country. No. It means that I love it, but in a different way.
What do you like in Germany?
I really love traveling. That's my main hobby, I would say. And I love that Germany is really diverse. that every region and every city has something special. And for the past 4 years, I've been trying to really get to know everything in Germany, because I think you cannot make an impression about the country just based on one city. Mm-hmm. I used to live in Frankfurt for a year, almost a year. Now I have been living in Lüneburg for almost 3 years already. Mm-hmm. And it's completely different. And I think it's really interesting to visit the cities like Stuttgart or München or Berlin or Hamburg. It's everything is different. And in every city, you just feel different and you see something different. And if we talk about nature, I think that there will be not enough life to explore the nature of Germany.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. But which city did you like the most?
Oh, I'm a Hamburg girl. Love Eppendorf and Winterhude. I think I really see myself living there. Mm-hmm. But I also like München. The Munich city really is amazing and has so much history in it and so much culture. And I love the people there, how they mm-hmm. dress, how they present themselves. And of course, there's the best German football team, which is Bayern Munich. And maybe one day, hopefully, I will be able to somehow work there. I see what life will bring, but that will be a professional dream of mine, maybe, for now.
Fingers crossed.
Thanks.
I hope so. If you had opportunity to talk with Lisa that just moved to Germany, what would you tell her?
I would say not to be afraid of changes and not to regret anything. Because mm-hmm. the first 8 months when I was living in Frankfurt were really difficult because it was Corona time and I didn't really have any friends or anything to do, to be honest. I was mm-hmm. only studying German in the integration courses and going back home for some time. Mm-hmm. I never really had any friends in Frankfurt. I really, really admire the version of myself that decided to keep fighting and to come to university in Lüneburg, to Leofana. And I remember how scared I was. When I was first time coming to Lüneburg with my dad to see the city and see my dorm, I fell asleep on the train and I had the worst nightmare of my life of how much I'm going to hate Lüneburg and how much I'm going to feel uncomfortable here and not find any friends. But I'm really happy that this was just a nightmare and nothing like this happened. I think the main thing is not to be scared of changes and just to go with the flow in some senses, but also take initiative. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't act, nothing changes. And yeah. That was really difficult, maybe to take a step, to try something new, to force yourself to do something that you don't like. Mm-hmm. But then eventually it led to pretty good results, I would say. I am happy that I'm finishing university right now. I only have to defend my bachelor thesis and then I think I'm done.
Yeah. So in the end, do you love Lüneburg?
Lüneburg has a place in my heart, good memories, but it's a pretty small city for me.
And you're open to new memories?
Yeah, because I come from a pretty big city that has more than 1 million mm-hmm. people. And it was difficult to have everything so tiny, so close next to each other. And maybe what was really interesting for me is that everyone knows everyone. Mm-hmm. When you walk around campus, you definitely will see someone who you know, yeah. someone who you saw somewhere. And even if you have different study programs, you still have so many opportunities to connect to people from other programs, like on the opening week or just in general in campus, mm-hmm. in initiatives. It's just really nice. I think it was good for me. As for the first step, maybe in the future, I would want something bigger.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite place in Lüneburg?
I really like to sit on Am Stint. Mm-hmm. I live now next to Bahnhof. Mm-hmm. There are the new houses and there is a Veneer coffee place. And I just love that place. I just love to take my laptop, take a coffee there and just sit outside when it's warm and sunny. And
near the river.
Yeah, near the river. And you just sit, work there or write your paper. And just really nice, really good location. And in general, that location next to the river, pretty good because I love water. It's just much better to breathe there and spend mm-hmm. time with your friends. Yeah.
Moving to our next question. For those who dream of starting a living abroad, what advice would you give them? What are the key ingredients for a successful and enriching international experience?
First, do your research. I think it's really, really important.
That's because smart.
There are so many facilitators like groups, guides, and websites. We were building some of them. When I came to Ljubljana, there was not that much of help for international students in some senses, but we tried to change it with my friends, with people who I know. Because it was Corona time, they were just impossible mm-hmm. for students to yeah. come and study. And in my year, everyone was starting to arrive. Everyone was starting to internationalize this university, maybe more. I would say, don't be afraid also to get out of your comfort zone, to try and meet new people, especially try to make connections with internationals, because these are the same students who are as scared as you are, who also changed their life completely, who are also alone in this country. And I think that's why maybe it's easier to make connections with them, because they are pretty much in the same situation. And they also need friends. Everyone needs friends. Maybe not 10, not 20, but mm-hmm. one or two. You will find someone. Just don't be afraid. Try to get out of your comfort zone, at least for the first, I would say, 2 months of university, because that's when all the initiatives, all the programs, they introduce themselves. They introduce the clubs that they are in Ljubljana. And you can just go. Try. If you like it, then you stay. If you don't, then move further. Mm-hmm. But you will meet new people through interactions like this, through events. Maybe not only the parties, but more like getting to know this initiative or going on a vegan brunch or going on the Ljubljana city tour. Try to participate as much as possible. Try to look for some accounts in Instagram. Mm-hmm. That's what I did. There are Ljubljana International Society. There is our Sweet Initiative, which organizes events. There is Easy from international students as well. And in general, if you come and say, okay, I really want to be part of your initiative, but I don't really speak German, but I still want to do it, people will also try to help you.
Yeah, and believe guys, socialization is a very important part during your studying. It will really help you for your future career, for making new friends.
Adding people on your LinkedIn.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Moving to our last question, do you have your own personal mantra that helps you navigate all of the challenges and opportunities of studying and living abroad?
Fake it until you make it.
That's a very nice mantra, I would say. I have the same, actually.
Well, you know, when you're an international student and your parents always ask you, oh, how is everything going? And you're just like, yeah, mom, everything is
everything
fine.
Okay. Everything is fine.
Don't worry. I found already like 20,000 of friends. I already attended like all the courses. You don't attend all the courses in the end. But still, yeah. It's like, you know, you try as much as hard as possible until you actually make something out of it.
And until you will find what actually you love.
Yeah. Just keep doing.
What drives your passion. Yeah. Keep doing, guys.
Keep going, no matter what. Like, there should be nothing that stops you.
So, Lisa, thank you so much for coming here. And I wish you all the best with your graduation. And I guess maybe I will even see you on the graduation in November.
Thank you so much, Maria. It was really nice to be here. And I feel really happy that I was able to share my story. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. And yeah, thanks everyone for listening.
And that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. You can find all our episodes on our website at podcast.leufana.de, as well as on Spotify and iTunes. Until next time, take care.